wholesale beef values continued higher on Thursday. The nation began the year with about 1% more beef cows. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade is setting up to be another late or after-hour affair again this week. So far, amid poultry trade, the 5-area direct average price for the week on steers is $128 a hundredweight on a live basis and $202.51 in the beef. Live cattle futures mostly tread water Thursday, while feeder cattle moved lower with continued anemic trade, likely month-end position squaring, and pessimism about growing fed cattle supplies later in the year. Other than 55 cents higher in spot Feb and unchanged in June, live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.03 lower through the front three contracts and then an average of 27 cents lower, except for 12 cents higher in November. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 6 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and sharply higher on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 49 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $219.95 a hundredweight. Select was $2.48 higher at $215.27. Here are the trends available at press time from the weekly Thursday calf and feeder cattle auctions monitored by Cattle Current. There are 6,243 head at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder steers weighing less than 850 sold steady to a dollar higher, but $1 to $2 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 800 pounds traded $1 to $2 lower and then a dollar higher at heavier weights. Steer and heifer calves sold steady. At Pratt Livestock Auction in Kansas, through mid-session, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds were selling steady to a dollar higher, while feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds were trading $2 to $4 lower. There were an estimated 4,500 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday, presumably on the failed talks between the U.S. and North Korea regarding the latter's nuclear weapons. Pessimism came despite stronger domestic economic growth in the fourth quarter than many expected. Real gross domestic product in the fourth quarter last year increased at an annual rate of 2.6%, according to the initial estimate released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. In the third quarter, real GDP increased 3.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 69 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 7 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 22 points. Cow-calf producers continued to expand the nation's beef cow herd last year by close to 1%, according to the delayed cattle report issued by USDA on Thursday. Specifically, 31.77 million beef cows on January 1st was 299,500 head more than a year earlier, or 0.95% more. Of the 8 states with more than a million beef cows, 5 began the year with more numbers: 135,000 head more in Texas, 67,000 head more in South Dakota, 62,000 head more in Oklahoma, 31,000 head more in Nebraska, and 25,000 head more in Kansas. As expected at this stage of the cattle cycle, producers are retaining fewer replacements. There were 5.92 million beef replacement heifers on January 1st. That was 183,300 head fewer than a year earlier, or 3.0% less. States with the most year-to-year growth in beef replacement retention included Florida, Michigan, North Dakota, Oregon, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Washington. The total inventory of all cattle and calves January 1st of 94.76 million head was 461,700 head more than a year earlier, or 0.49% more. By and large, estimates ahead of the report were in line with USDA estimates or a touch more conservative. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of March. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.